We were flat from nearly day one, I think, to be totally honest. And it's not like us, because we came away last week after beating Fairview and we were really, really up for it. And we just thought, I don't know, it's hard to explain, to be honest, because normally we can go and start these games really strong, but we didn't. We looked flat nearly from the very start. And coach were up for it, in fairness to them, and best team won.
You know, so probably, excuse me if I'm wrong, you were probably the underdogs last week, heading away from home, that huge workman-like performance, 1-0 victory, and you've the third tier, and you've the National League in the back of the background as well. Do you think, was that a factor in today's count, maybe all the energy and all the ducks into one basket last week as well?
I don't, the National League didn't even come into our thinking, to be honest. Everything was on today. Like, next week, I'll look after itself, but everything after last week was on today, and like I said already, we just didn't do enough. We were flat, and coach were up for it. Like they, I think Fairview, in fairness, are probably a better football side than them, but they worked really, really hard. And when you have a team that are working really, really hard, and to be totally honest, they outfought us in a lot of the game, maybe by the last 20 minutes, but we need to be doing more. We can't just play for 20 minutes. Like, we need to do more.
Possession-wise, as regards to the first half, the opening half hour, I would say you said most of the possession. And the second half as well, under, he's actually probably performed better in the second half than you said in the first half. And that never-say-die attitude was probably something that pleased you.
That was, to a certain extent, it was. But again, I keep going back to it. Like, over the course of the night, we didn't do enough. Yes, we pushed the last 20 minutes. We pushed hard, and keeper makes a few saves and a few balls in the box and stuff. But overall, look, the course of the 90, 95 minutes, we just didn't do enough. And the best team won. That's just as simple as that.
In terms of soccer here in the zone, a great occasion. Look at the pitch, look at the stand, huge turnout, and a huge credit to the local community. And you're going to be needing these supporters next few weeks as well.
That's brilliant. And look, there's people behind the scenes here doing an awful lot of work, and they deserve an awful lot of credit, because the pitch, like, we as a management and as players, we can have absolutely no excuses, because the pitch is perfect, the grounds are perfect, you know, everything's there for them. And today, it just wasn't to be. It's one of them things, and we're going to have to get ourselves back up, because we have a massive game next week in Merivale. So
I have to talk to you about that key topic in the second half, that red card. Hopefully Jason Bresnan's okay. He was withdrawn after he was the hero last week. The referee, no option, straight red for the big Cork man.
Oh no, it was a guaranteed red card. But the problem for us was we didn't do enough after that. They really go and take it to them. Like, you know, when we have 11v10 there, we should be making more of the ball and creating more chances rather than panicking and putting balls in the box when we don't really need them. Just taking that extra pass, which we just didn't do today, unfortunately.
Finally, Jared, how excited is Jared McLaughlin for the National League and at playing at a high level, and it will be a higher level? Excited?
Maybe not after the day, but no, look, come Tuesday night, there'll be a buzz about the place again. And now, look, there is a real buzz, there's a real excitement, because that's the level of football that we want to be at. Like, we've played junior football for the last 3 years. We didn't really want to be there, if we're being brutally honest about it, but now we're getting the chance to move up the levels, and that's up to us as a management and as players to go and grasp it, because it's a great opportunity.